Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainas Daf Yud Gimel. We're starting Yud Beis Amud Beis all the way at the bottom with Halacha Yud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing these public fast days. Ma'is Mem Chalafto Meir Chenayim and Tragedy. There's a story in their days. Shavar Achal Fnei Teva. A person davened for the Amud who was on a public fast day. V'gomer's Kol Bracha. He finished the entire bracha. This is referring to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which is the first that has an added thing to it that's unique to a fast day. V'loy Anu Achar V'Amen. That's Rabbi Girsa. They did not answer Amen after him. That's because they were doing similar to what they do in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to discuss this in the Gemara. And then the Chazan HaKnesses said, Tiku HaKayanim Tiku, Kayhanim Blow Shai for Blow, Yid Gimel Alaf on the top. Then the Shalit Tzibur said, Mishan HaSavrim Behar Meirio, Yan Eschem Mishmam Kotak Aschem HaYoy Mazeh, and he concluded that bracha. Then the Shalit Tzibur said, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu, and then the Shalit Tzibur said, Mishan HaSavrim Sin Al Yamsuf, Yan Eschem Mishmam Kotak Aschem HaYoy Mazeh, and then they blew Shai for again, and they continued doing this for all the other special brachas of the fast day, which we learned about on the previous daf. When this came to Chamim, Amru they said, they were only noig like that in the Shaar Mizrach, meaning on Har Habayis when they would daven, they wouldn't answer Amen, rather they would answer something else, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Therefore, this is the inappropriate thing to do. Says the Gemara, Tanu, we have a braisa, they wouldn't answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So what would they say? Instead of Amen, Baruch Shem Kvan Mechus Elam Vaed, that was their response to a bracha. And how do we know they didn't answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? That's because Tamalim, the Pasuk says, Kumu Baruchos Hashem Lekechem Min Ha'Olam Ad Ha'Olam, rise up and give a bracha to Hashem, your God, from the world until the world. And we continue reading the pasuk, V'yivarchu shen kavaydecha umreim al kabrachu sila. Now from this first part of the pasuk that we just quoted, we learn from here that when a bracha is said in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem and then ending off the bracha with whatever it is like we would, the proper nusach HaBracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. That's actually what they would say in the Beis HaMikdash as the first part of the bracha. And then when the later part of the pasuk says V'yivarchu shen kavaydecha, that tells us that after the bracha, the response is blessing Hashem again. So instead of saying Amen, they respond with Baruch Shem Kvan Mechusel Olam Vaed. And when I call Baruchu Bracha, how do we know they say this by every single bracha? That's because Talmud Lomer, the pasuk concludes by telling us Umiroimam Al Kol Bracha Tehila. So we see that by every single bracha, this is how they would respond. And on Talach Yud Aleph, continue to discuss these fast days and how they apply to the Kaihanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's just remind ourselves of something. All Kaihanim were divided into 24 mishmaris, 24 groups, and every single mishmar served 1 week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash on a rotational basis. And the mishmaris were further broken down into Bate Av, the week that the mishmar served. There were 7 Batei Av, and each base Av served 1 day. So we have Machlekes in the Mishnah. Shalosh Tanis HaRishonos, in regards to the set of the first 3 fast days, which we know are very Mekel, Anshei Mishmar Mesanim V'Lo Mashlimin, the people in Mishmar, so that week they're going to be serving, they fast, but they don't complete the fast, Anshei Beis Av Lo Mesanin, and the people of Beis Av, they're serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't fast at all. That's because they have to have Koich Lidu Avodah. The reason why the Anshei Mishmar are not going to fully complete the fast is because maybe there's going to be such an overload in the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Beis Av are going to have to call some of the people of their Mishmar to come and help them, so we need them to have Koich as well, so they don't do the whole fast. Now, Shalosh Shniyos, the next set of 3 fast days, which is more Chamer, Anshei Mishmar Mesanim Mashlimin, the people of the Mishmar, they fast and complete the entire thing, Anshei Beis Av Mesanim V'Lo Mashlimin, and the people of the Beis Av, again, these Kohanim serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're going to fast, but they're not going to complete it. Now, Shavah Achronos, the last set of 7 fast days, which is the most Chamer, Eilav Eilav Mesanim Mashlimin, everyone, both Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av, they fast the entire thing and complete it. Now, they've already shewed this Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. However, Chamer and Chamer argue, they say that no. Shalosh Shniyos, Eilav Eilav Lo Mesanim, and the first set of 3 fast days, nobody fasts, not Anshei Mishmar or Anshei Beis Av. Also, Shalosh Shniyos, the second set of 3 fast days, Anshei Mishmar Mesanim V'Loy Mashlimin, the Anshei Mishmar, they fast but don't complete it. V'Anshei Beis Av Lohei Mesanin, the Anshei Beis Av, again, they're serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't fast at all, they need their kayach to serve properly. And V'Shav Achroinos, the last set of 7 fast days, even though it's the most chomer, Anshei Mishmar Mesanim Mashlimin, only the Anshei Mishmar fast and complete the entire thing. But V'Anshei Beis Av Mesanim V'Loy Mashlimin, the Anshei Beis Av, they fast and they do not complete the entire thing, again, because they need kayach to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, something else unique about Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av, this does not have to do with the fast day. Anshei Mishmar returned Lishtes Yain Balelois. Anshei Mishmar are allowed to drink wine at night. That's because their services are never going to be called upon at night. Avoloi Bayom, but not during the day. That's because, as we had said, there might be an overload for the Anshei Beis Av. They're going to end up calling some of the Anshei Mishmar for help. And we know that a Kayin who had drunk wine is not allowed to serve. So therefore, the entire week that the Anshei Mishmar were there in the Beis HaMikdash area, they weren't allowed to drink wine during the day. Now, Anshei Beis Av, Loi Bayom, Loi Balayla, those of the Beis Av are not allowed to drink during the day or even at night. That's because there are certain avodas that are done at night. For example, turning over a varim, they were put on right before the night, making sure they get fully consumed. There's certain avodas that need to be done during the night. That's why the Anshei Beis Av are not allowed to drink during the day and also at night. Here we have another discussion, Anshei Mishmar ve'Anshei Maimid, which we'll explain in a moment what that is. Asurim l'sapram l'chabes, they're not allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing basically the entire week that they're going to be serving. U'b'chamishi, but on Thursday, when they're going to be Kavod Shabbos, it's much because of Kavod Shabbos. Who are the Anshei Maimid? This is important idea to have. We know that a car carbon tzibur is exactly that, is a carbon for the tzibur, and we know that the owner of a carbon has to be present when his carbon is being brought, which means that technically all of the tzibur, all of Am Yisrael, has to be present every single day in the Beis HaMikdash when the carbon tamid is being brought, and also on Shabbos when other carbon tzibur are brought, because they're all the owners of the carbon. Now obviously that's an impossibility, because all of Am Yisrael can't just sit there all day long in the Beis HaMikdash watching the carbon is being brought. So Chazal devised a system called Anshei Maimed. These are very special holy Yidden, specifically Yisraelim, who were chosen to represent all of Am Yisrael. They were their representatives, their shluchim. They were called the Anshei Maimed, and they were split actually into two groups. One group was in the Beis HaMikdash, and one group was wherever they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they would be involved in fasting and davening, and they had special tefillahs. So that's what Mishnah is telling us, that the Kehanim of the Mishmar and the people of the Maimed, they weren't allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing that entire week, except for on Thursday, and we're going to see in the Gemara why not. So Gemara clarifies, why are the people in Mishmar allowed to drink wine at night but not during the day? And this is as we explain the Mishnah. If there's too much work for the Kehan of the Beis Av, so you'd start through Anshei Mishmar Yimoyin, they join some of the Kehan of the Mishmar with them, and therefore the Kehan of the Mishmar are not allowed to drink wine during the day because they might be needed. And Anshei Beis Av, the reason why the Kehan of the Beis Av are not allowed to drink during the day or at night, as we had said, is shame to Dirim Bavoida. That's because they're always doing Avoida even at night, and so they can't drink wine then. The Mishnah at the end had said, Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Mamed, Asurim, Musaf, Muchavas, Chamishim, Mutar, Mikvei Shabbos. Now, what's the diak from here? Hashar Kol Yom Asurin. That means all other days of the week, Sunday through Thursday, they are not allowed to launder their clothing or take haircuts. And why is that? So Rabbi Yosef quotes Rabbi Avos, says B'shem Rabbi Yechron, and Rabbi Avin quotes Rabbi Yosef, says B'shem Chizkiya, the Gazra Alayim, the Chomer Gazra on them, that they're not allowed to take haircuts or wash their clothing during that week. Shalei Kansel Shabbatim Nunvalin. So they shouldn't enter their Shabbos, they shouldn't enter their week of service looking all unkempt and dirty, because if they were allowed to, they would just tell themselves, you know what, not a big deal. The week of the Mishmar, I'm going to take a haircut and wash my clothing, and that's inappropriate. Therefore, that week they're not allowed to do so. They have to make sure to do so before. And similarly, Tamat Tanir over there, willing to the Mishnah, this is my katan, the Il Magal Chamayid, the following people are allowed to take a haircut on Chalamayid, Habam Dina Sayam, if he arrived from overseas during Chalamayid, Ubeis HaShivyo, or if he got released from captivity, he was captured by pirates or something like that, and they let him go on Chalamayid, and Vayotzim Beis HaSurim, someone who got let out of jail on Chalamayid, Vamanud Nishetu Lechamim, or a person was excommunicated, he was in Chayrim, and they released him from that. So all these people are allowed to take haircuts on Chalamayid because they didn't have time to do so beforehand. The Diak is Hashar Kalbani Adam Asurin. All other people are also doing a Chalamayid. And our receiving explains why is that? Gazar are laying their guys on them, Shalei Kansel Regel Menuvalin, so that people don't come into Yom Tif all dirty and unkempt, and they would make sure to take haircuts beforehand. We have a very fascinating discussion regarding Kaihanim nowadays drinking wine. Because as we had said in the Mishnah, a Kayin who that week gets his Mishmar or that day it's his Beis Av, he's not allowed to drink wine. So what about nowadays when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but obviously we're very hopeful the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? It might be a particular Kayin's time to serve in the Beis HaMikdash because he's part of that Beis Av or that Mishmar, so maybe he shouldn't be allowed to drink wine, because perhaps he's going to wake up in the morning, have a glass of wine with his breakfast, then the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, he's going to be called up to serve, but he's already under the effects of the wine, and now he's mevatel and asay. So the Gemara tells us, we have a braisa, call me shumaker anche mishmar shaloi v'anche beis av shaloi, anyone who knows his mishmar and his beis av, and here we have an important gear so change, v'humi batu avas kavuin, and he's from a beis av which is set, meaning he knew that his beis av had a set day that they would be serving. There's actually a real possibility that certain batei av did not have a set time, they were just helping other ones. That's because there were so many kaihanim, it was an impossibility for everyone to have a set day, so he knew that his beis av did have a set day. So asr kol ayis hayayim, that entire day that he knows his beis av would be serving, he's not allowed to drink wine, because again, the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt, and then he's going to be vatel at asay of not being able to serve because he had wine. So imagine that, you're a kain, and you have a mesaira, you know what your mishmar is, and what your beis av is, so on that day, you are not allowed to drink wine. You give him all beis on top, the price continues, v'chomishu makar anche mishmar shaloi, he knows what his mishmar is, v'eini makar anche beis av shaloi, he just doesn't know which beis av he is, so he doesn't know what particular day of the week he's supposed to be serving. Once again, we have a gears of change, v'humi batei avos kavuin, he's from a set beis av, so he knows he's officially supposed to be serving at some point in time, but again, he doesn't know which day it is. Asur kol oisa Shabbos. He's not allowed to drink wine that entire week because he could be technically serving any day that week. And v'chomi she'eni makar lo anshe mishmar shaloi v'lo anshe beis av shaloi v'humi batei avos kavuin. He doesn't know which mishmar he's from. He doesn't know which beis av he's from, but he does know that he is from a beis av that did officially have a set time. He just doesn't know what it is, and again, not the mishmar. So Rabbi Yami Rabbi says, Oimrani, I say shu asur lo oilam, that he should always be asur to drink wine because there's always a chashash and obviously a hope that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt any day, and that might be his day to serve, and he's going to be batal nasei because he had some wine. And so why at the end of the day is he allowed to have wine? Elosh takanosei kilkaltoi. Rather, the reason why we're going to be attacking him, meaning we're going to allow him to drink wine, is because if not, he's going to have a kalkala shu mutter behesped, because we have to allow him to give a hesped. In other words, it's going to be an impossible situation, because if you say that we always have to suspect that it's his mishmar beis av, then not only is he not allowed to drink wine, but he's also not going to be allowed to take a haircut or launder his clothing, and a person can't go as entire life not taking a haircut or laundering his clothing, and so that has to be allowed for him, and since that's allowed, he's also allowed to drink wine. And by the same token, there are certain times that are mandated by Chazal that he has to make kiddush on wine as well, so you can't say that he's never allowed to drink wine. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Kamadi Tamar Kakata Tikantoi, Shu Asr Behesped, the Kavasa, similarly, Kakata Tikantoi, Shehe Asr Malacha, he would also technically be Asr Malacha if you're going to say that he always has to have a chashash that it's his time to serve because the Kahanim are not allowed to do any other Malacha, they have to be ready for the Beis HaMikdash, and again, since that's an impossibility, that's the reason why Kahanim nowadays, who do not know what their Mishmar and Beis Av are allowed to drink wine. Now in Talchi Beis, we continue discussing fast days, but here from a different angle. There's something called Megillas Tainis, which was a Megillah, literally meaning a scroll, meaning it was a whole sefer, if you will, of different special days that were kind of like mini Yomim Tovim that were kept during a lot of the second Beis HaMikdash, and a number of those days, one was not allowed to fast. As the Mishnah tells us, Kol Kos Megillah, anything that's written in Megillas Tainis, the Lala Mispid, one's not allowed to eulogize, he can't give a hespid on that day, so not only giving a hespid usher, but also fasting is, and it's more chamer lefan of usher lachar mutter, that even the day before it is usher to fast, but the day afterwards is mutter. However, Yesyam, he argues and says, Lafan of Ulach of Asr, both before and afterwards, is Asr to fast. Now, Megillas Tainis says, Dilal is Sanah, that one's not allowed to fast on this day. So, Lafan of Ulach of Mutter, the day before and afterwards is mutter. Whereas Yesyam, he says, Lafan of Asr, Ulach of Mutter, before is Asr, but afterwards is mutter. The Gemara clarifies, Masniso, Der Meir. The Tanakam of the Mishnah is Remeir. Der Meir, Amar of Meir says, that when Megillas Tainis tells us, Dilal is Misped, Asr is Anis, it's also Asr to fast, Udulal is Anis, and if it says that one's not allowed to fast, Mutter Behasped, it's mutter to give a hesped, and that's what we see. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah is more makel when there's just an isser to fast. Now, udi la stam, if just as Megillas Tainis that on this day you are not allowed to, and doesn't say what you are not allowed to do, so kadi, it's as if it said la sanoya, the one's not allowed to fast. Now, we point out the opening statement of Megillas Tainis. Amr Bien Rabbiana says, what does it say in the beginning? Ilan Yimayad, dilol is hanoa behind. These are the days that one is not allowed to fast on them, and umiksasoin, deloil misped behind. Some of them one is not allowed to give a eulogy on it. Now, Amr Shimagamalil asks, Ma tamalim behind, behind, why does it have to say behind twice? It could have just said Ilan Yamaya Diloilis Anah behind Miksasain Dilala Misped. Why do you have to say behind again? It must be that it's coming to me a ma'at something, namely Al Malamid is teaching us Shahalaila Mutter Vahayim Asr, that even though the day is Asr, the night beforehand is permitted. And that's Jesus Shimon Gamaliel, who's clearly not like both Rameir and Rabbi Yaisi. We're gonna talk about the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Megillas Tainis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.